Ben Cameron, who's with Fremantle assistant Mark Webb.
Mark, last week a 32-point loss to the D's. What did the review show up that you need to change for tonight?
Yeah, look, early on in the game, obviously our first half was disappointing. We thought that we probably outworked early. Our intent around the ball wasn't great. And then after half time, we outscored them. So we can take a bit from that second half, but it's probably been a bit of the theme in a fair few of our games this year where we've been really competitive for a half or three quarters, but not four quarters. So we took that from it and making sure that we come with a positive start this week.
You mentioned the slow start last week. You've lost your last three first quarters. How do you guard against Geelong getting the jump on you tonight?
Yeah, look, they're a quality midfield team. I think it's just your mental preparation. It's what you've done during the week and before the game. You can't just switch on when you get to the game. So we've got to make sure that we're focused. We've done all our preparation beforehand. The players have to come with that mental edge and that preparation now.
Ross Lyon said in the post-match press conference last week that you guys were absolutely smashed in the midfield. You mentioned the quality of Dangerfield and Selwood. How do you beat their midfield tonight?
Look, it's going to be a team effort. You can't just focus on, obviously, Dangerfield and Selwood. So I think the teams that have got hold of Geelong in the midfield and played well against them have really been that team focus against them and supported each other and made sure that they look when they're out and when they're up and going, that the team, it's a team target and you can rein them in.
I'll send you upstairs for a couple of questions.
Webby, they're a very tall side, Geelong, and without even looking at their forward line, you talk about Stanley and Smith, both 200 centimetres, you know, the third man up threat of Blixarve. It's a big ask for John Griffin tonight.
Yeah, it is. They've been a quality pairing, I think, and obviously Stanley missed out last week, but they've been one of the best pairings in the AFL. So John's got to come with some really strong effort. Once again, we've got to make sure that we support him around the ball and take the opportunities in the midfield that with our strengths. So we've got a couple of big bodies in there, being able to work the space and be a bit more, be a bit stronger in there and make sure we own that space to support John.
Webby, Luke McFarlane here. Tendai Mazungu back into the side tonight. He was emergency last week. He hasn't had many opportunities this year. What are you expecting from him tonight?
Yeah, we know what he brings week in, week out. He's going to bring that effort and that long run along the wings and that real strong gut run and get into our defensive to really support the fence. So we think he can add that bit of extra on the wings and get through the lines a bit more. Probably something that we've lacked a little bit in the last few weeks, and we know he's a seasoned campaigner. He's earned his chance to come back in the side.
A little bit of talk, Webby, about the possibility of maybe exposing Lachie Weller across the half-back line. Is that a likelihood? Could you see that eventuating?
That's one of the options. I think with Lock, I think he's worked really well in the forward line, and it can be certainly when we were struggling last week in the first half and weren't getting the ball forward, it doesn't help your forward. So we've looked at options certainly for Lockie through the wings, midfield and half-back, and trying to help some of the half-forwards in those tough times when we haven't been getting the ball forward to give them opportunities to get in the game and have a strong impact.
Mark, Adam Papalia here as well. Just last one, Michael Barlow and I guess David Mundy as well. Mundy with a concussion, he's 100% right to go. And Barlow, will his finger, will that restrict him at all, you think, tonight?
No, look, he's trained really last week and a half, and he was pushing hard to play last week. And we made sure, and the doctor made sure, that probably that week extra, and he's 100% to go. And also David Mundy, yeah, he trained fully on Thursday. So there's no ifs or buts on those two. They're fully fit and right to go.
Good luck tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Webb there from the Fremantle Football Club alongside Ben Cameron there down on the boundary line.